From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Russia's artistic gymnasts are hoping to regain their former glory at the London Olympic Games this summer. The Russian women's team didn't bring home any medals from Beijing 4 years ago. NPR's Martha Wexler watched the Russian national team train at a sports ministry complex outside Moscow. She sent this report.
A dozen girls from the Russian national team start their training day with slow stretches and splits. On cue from their coach, the girls stand on their hands and bounce across the gym mat in rows, their bodies pencil straight, bandaged feet and ankles aloft. Then, three abreast, they whiz by in a series of somersaults and backflips before dispersing to practice on the equipment. The tiny tweens from the junior team encourage each other as they take turns flipping and flying across the uneven bars. The uneven bar routine is a strong point for Russia's Aliya Mustafina, the 2010 all-round world champion. While Mustafina won gold at the recent All-Russia Championship, she watered down her program there because of a torn cruciate ligament and knee surgery last year. Women's coach Alexander Alexandrov is worried. Because of injuries, Mustafina and her teammate Victoria Komova can't now manage the 2.5-turn vault that he expects the Americans will be showing off in London. Mustafina and Komova are regarded as Russia's best hope for gold, and Alexandrov doesn't want to push them too hard, too fast. This morning, just days after the Russian nationals, the dark-haired Mustafina isn't pushing herself either. She winces after a backflip on the mat and spends a long time testing her strength on the balance beam before finally pulling off a cartwheel. Her coach acknowledges his girls don't have the strength and power of the Americans.
American gymnasts are more athletic now. Americans train in commercial gyms, where the coaches can't afford to keep a big staff with special trainers of choreography. Here, we are supported by the state, and we've got choreographers, so our girls are more elegant.
Alexandrov can compare. He spent 15 years in Houston and Florida and worked with American Olympian Dominique Mociano. He returned home 4 years ago and last fall coached the Russian women to second place, just behind the Americans, at the World Championships in Tokyo. The oldest member of his team, Ksenia Afanasyeva, took first place in Tokyo in the floor exercise. Now 20, Afanasyeva has come back again and again from injuries she suffered since being recruited in kindergarten. She spent a long time in treatment for a back injury and lists the surgeries she's had on her knee, ankle, and elbow. But Afanasyeva is in good shape on this morning. She, Mustafina, and Komova are considered likely picks for the Olympic team, which will be finalized just before the games open in July. Coach Alexandrov assesses his team's chances in London. More or less it's 50-50, he says. He's most hopeful about the uneven bars. The vault will be a problem, he repeats, as the Russians go up against China, America, and Romania, the teams that won medals in Beijing. Back in 1956, Lydia Kalinina Ivanova was on the Soviet gymnastics team that won Olympic gold in Australia. She's been coaching and judging the sport ever since. In an interview in downtown Moscow, Ivanova takes the long view, from the years of Soviet triumphs to the breakup of the USSR and the loss of top athletes in republics beyond Russia. The biggest blow, she says, was the exodus of coaches like Alexandrov, who had to make a living and took their knowledge and skills to the West. But given new funding the team has received from Russia's big VTB bank, Ivanova is optimistic about London. Our team has very good chances. You Americans should be getting nervous, she says. Martha Wexler, NPR News.